So I'm joined in the studio today. Oh, no, I'm not.
Is this real life?
Hey, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, right now, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of English learners all around the world searching to do the same thing you are. If you want to know more about Real Life English or this podcast, then check out our website at reallifebh.com.
Oh yeah! What's going on? Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, practical, and natural way to learn English. So save some time and learn Real Life English while you're stuck in the crazy Rio de Janeiro traffic, while you're walking to a Real Life English event, or while you're waiting for the banks to go off their strike.
What does on strike mean?
So if someone is on strike, that means that it's generally a group of people, whether they work for a company or even students could go on strike. And that's where they refuse to do their work or their studies because they are bargaining for a better deal for something. So it usually means that they are unhappy with their situation and they're using their power to get a better deal.
Nice.
All right, so anyways, I'm joined in the studio today by a man who just turned 2,864. Chad, how you doing today?
Feeling very young and juvenile right now. Ripe old age of, what was it, 2,800?
You don't remember how old you are?
It's been so many years now, I kind of forget.
You got Alzheimer's?
Yeah. You know, once you hit 20,000, it's downhill. But jokes aside, I'm feeling pretty good today.
Yeah, so if you notice, I said to Chad, I heard that you turned whatever number I made up. But so when we're talking about birthdays, we say like, oh, I turned 17 or I turned a certain age.
Exactly. Not to become, what other word I hear people saying.
Right.
So how you doing today, man? Over in Rio?
I've actually been working since 8:30 in the morning and it's 9:10 at night right now. So Mondays are generally a long day for me. But, you know, it feels good to get some work done. Because I've been kind of all over the place, but I had got a house now in Rio, and I'm excited to start doing these events. So, you know, why don't we just jump straight into the news then?
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa!
Sweet. So the news, talking about events, what's been going on over in Rio?
So we've had our first two events here in Rio, English events. And the last one was on Saturday, and we had just a little coffee meetup, and I think there's 13 or 14 people came, so that was really cool. Gonna have another meetup this Saturday, doing some yoga in a castle on the sand.
In a castle? On the sand? So a sand really castle.
You know, like the Jimi Hendrix song? Castles made of sand.
Nice.
But no, it's really close to the beach and it just has an amazing view. So it's a really nice place to do yoga, but it's just enormous. And so the people that live there call it the castle.
Oh, okay. So it's like just a normal house.
Yes. It's a really big house.
Okay.
It's like eight rooms, eight bedrooms.
Cool. But, and what time does that start in Rio for people who are in that area?
So that'll be at 4 p.m. And we'll have a link to the event invite in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing events like these every weekend. So we'll also have the link to the Facebook group that's specifically for Rio events in the show notes.
Excellent. Excellent. And there was obviously the party. We didn't actually get to tell you guys too much about what happened 2 weeks ago because we had some technical difficulties. Couldn't do the podcast last week, so we have to also apologize. In the news, we know a lot of people were very angry at us and frustrated that they didn't get their weekly podcast.
Weekly fix.
Yeah, their weekly fix. What does a fix mean in this case?
So a fix would be when someone is addicted to something, they need their fix so that they don't become sick or irritated or upset. Mm. So it's generally used with drugs, but you can use it to make fun of someone if they're addicted to like a TV show or maybe some food.
Yeah. Or crack cocaine, whatever, whatever you're into, you know? Or get your weekly fix of real life English in your ears.
Yeah, so sorry about not having a podcast last week. Had some technical difficulties and it got deleted.
Yeah. So just quickly, for those that don't know, Trevor did the first real life English party in Rio. Ethan did the first real life English party in Barcelona. And me and Justin went to help out Trip, who's going to start doing the real life English party in São Paulo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we met up with some people from São Paulo. If anyone out there is in São Paulo and would like to participate in the next real life English party in São Paulo, contact us and we can tell you all about it.
Yeah, and there'll be a link to the Facebook page for São Paulo as well in the show notes.
Yeah. I've also seen that you've been quite busy, Trevor, over there making some entertaining yet educational videos for our lovely audience.
Yeah, got inspired to do some quick one-minute videos for people, and it seems like people are liking them a lot. So I'm having fun making them and been doing them, trying to get them every day. So Monday through Friday, try to have a new one-minute video for you. So if you're interested, again, we'll give you the link in the show notes. All right, well, that's it for the news. Like I said, we got new parties. Hopefully, we want to keep expanding that. So ideally, there's going to be one near you soon.
Yep, so check it out. Make sure you stay in touch with us on the Real Life English Facebook community as well.
All right, so let's move on to the shout-outs.
Oh, yeah. You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my
hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. All right, Chad, so what's going on with the shout-outs? We got any love from last week?
We have some iTunes love here with some five-star reviews. Let me just read out one of them. This is from Castlehoff from Brazil. And it's in Portuguese, so I'm just going to quickly translate this to in English. They said, I recommend this for everyone who is studying English. Congratulations for the podcast. I'm a big fan.
Nice. So thanks, Castlehoff.
Never heard that name before, Castlehoff. I guess it's a nickname, maybe, or even a surname.
Or a screen name, perhaps.
Yeah, screen name. What's a screen name?
Screen name is the name you use on the internet for a certain account. So, like Twitter, for example, you have a screen name. Facebook generally uses your real name, but
yeah,
for iTunes, you can sign in with a screen name as well. All right, so let's move on to the next one. It's another five-star review from China. And so I can't pronounce the name because it's in Chinese characters.
I'll just stop you there. Maybe we should take it to Google Translator and see if we can see how to pronounce the name in Chinese.
All right, let's see how it goes.
All right, I'm on there now.
So,
and the pronunciation is...
Chim Chim.
So thanks a lot, Chim Chim.
Yeah, thank you a lot. All right, you want to say the last one?
Oh, wait, what did they say? Did you actually say what the...
Oh, no, I didn't say what it said.
Okay. You couldn't even say what they say.
And Ching Ching said, just quite simply, I love it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sweet. Thanks a lot, Chim Chim. Hope to hear more from you. And the last one is by, again, it's another name. I know, it's an easy name. It looked kind of like it was Russian, but it is MVB Pereira. From Brazil, and they say the best podcast to learn and improve your English. Kudos.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, kudos to
We're
you,
the best.
To my friend.
Yeah, so what does kudos mean?
Kudos, I believe, is a term used to say like congratulations.
Yeah, it's similar to congratulations. It's like saying good for you.
But yeah, thanks a lot for that awesome review. Remember, if you want to help us out on iTunes, give us a five-star review and our podcast will be more accessible to the rest of the world.
Yeah, we really appreciate everyone who goes in there. So thanks a lot, guys. All right, so let's move on to the question for today. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help. All right, so let's move on to the question for today, which is how to use and respond to the phrase, what's up? So, Chad, our expert, How would you answer this question?
Okie dokie. So, what's up? Oftenly pronounced as, what's up? based on some American movie. I can't remember which one it was exactly.
Yeah, it's a little bit older to say that now. It's not so much so common anymore.
Oh, it's not cool anymore?
No, not really.
I mean, shit, it's like, man, I'm totally...
If you're joking, you'd say it, but...
Okay.
I don't remember.
Would you say it's lame? Am I lame, man? I've been doing this all these years. I think I'm...
Yeah, man, you're getting old, dude. You're like 2,000 years old, man.
Yeah. Shit, back in my day, man, everyone was saying, what's up? But okay, this is really common. This is probably from American English originally, but now it's just spread all around the world. What's up is just another way to say, what are you doing? Because what's up, for example, I'm pretty sure this comes from the present perfect continuous. For example, really common phrase when you see someone is to say, hey, what have you been up to? Right?
Yeah, that would be the full, complete sentence.
Exactly. Now it's just being cut down to what's up. But when we say up to, in this case, what have you been up to is like saying doing. Up to is like saying doing. So what have you been up to? What have you been doing? It's present perfect continuous, so we generally respond with, oh, you know, I've been working, been studying, been listening to the Real Life English podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so we always respond with the verb in the continuous. So many people get confused with this. When someone says, what's up? They're not actually saying, how are you? They're saying, what have you been doing? What's all the news? What's new with you, man? What's up?
Exactly. So they want to know what you're doing, not what you're feeling.
Exactly. So if I was to ask Trevor in a very general situation, I'd be, yo, Trevor, what's up, man?
I would respond, not much, just been working all day.
Great. Just been working. That's come straight from present perfect continuous. I have been working. Yeah, what, not much? Would you always say not much?
I almost always would say not much, even if I've been doing a lot.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of like one of those responses that's just automatic. When someone says, what's up? My brain's just like, oh, not much. And then what you have been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only time I would not say that is if I was really, really busy and didn't have time to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And exactly. If someone said, what's up? I'm like, hey, man, can't talk now. I got something to do. I'll talk to you later. Or I'll call you in 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Or just maybe not call them, you know, if they're not really worth your time. hopefully that answers the question of how to use and respond to the word what's up or what's up.
Cool. All right, so let's move on to the expressions.
What you talking about?
All right, expression master Chad, what do we got for the theme for this week?
Well, the theme for this week, my friend, is expressions related to the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So let me just quickly read through them. We have your back to the wall, hit the roof, wipe the floor with something, to sit on the fence, and a house of cards. So, first one there, back to the wall. If someone has got their back to the wall, what does that mean, Trevor?
So, if your back is to the wall, that means that you have nowhere left to run, nowhere left to hide, you're in danger, and you have to generally fight back now. There's nothing else you can do but fight. So
exactly.
You generally don't want to make a dangerous animal feel like its back is against the wall. It's another way we say that. And because then it will fight you because it's scared and it has no other choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if you think about it, if you had a wild animal, like an animal that's not tamed, even a tamed animal like Justin's cat here, you kind of corner him into a corner so his back's against the wall, there's no escape, he goes crazy and he tries to kill us.
Yeah, hisses like...
yeah. Damn cat. So that's what it means, but could you give us just a figurative example there, Treb Dog?
Yeah, so the way we could use this figuratively is, say, it's Friday night, And Chad asked me if I'm going to do anything tonight, if I'm going to go out, have some fun with some friends. And I say, nah, man, I'm going to be working all night long. And he might say,
come on, man, why are you working? It's Friday night.
Man, my back's against the wall. I got deadlines, man. I have to get this stuff done or I'll get fired.
Nice. Nice example. I mean, that's not a nice situation, but...
Yeah, so right there, I just have no choice. My back's against the wall, meaning I have deadlines, meaning I need to finish some work or else it's bad news for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just noticed you're saying back against the wall. I think I introduced the expressions back to the wall, but they're the exact same expression.
Yep.
So, and obviously it means your back, like physically your back, body part.
Yeah, cool. I think that clears that up.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to the next one, to hit the roof. Okay, so I'm not really sure what this means. So would you like to explain this one?
Okay, so hit the roof. Hit the roof, so this you don't use this in the United States?
Well, if they do, I must be living under a rock.
Oh, nice. What does that mean?
To live under a rock means that you don't really know what's going on in the world. You're kind of maybe in your own little cave, not really up to date with current events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but hit the roof, very simple expression. We use this just to say that you suddenly become like really angry. And I can say, hey, don't do that, because if you do, when your roommate gets home, he's going to hit the roof.
Okay, cool. So it just sounds like something that would make you upset.
Yeah, exactly. Makes you really angry, upset, frustrated, furious.
Is this like what you would do as... So is this like what someone would do if they were angry? They would hit the roof, like someone punching a wall?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess maybe because someone's so angry that they kind of explode and they hit the roof. I don't know where this... I don't know where the expression comes from, man.
Cool.
But here's a common question that I get teaching English is, what's the difference between roof and ceiling?
Okay, so roof is generally the top of a house, whereas ceiling is just the bottom of the roof.
Yeah, it's like the inside part of the house, like the roof on the inside of the house, isn't it?
Yeah, so for example, if you live in a three-story building, then you have three ceilings, one on each floor, but you only have one roof at the very top.
Yeah. But would you say that maybe roof could be kind of interchangeable there? You could maybe use roof for the inside and the outside, but ceiling would just be for the inside.
Well, I wouldn't use roof inside the house.
No, you'd never use that?
No.
Okay, sweet. So there you go. Hit the roof. It just means to become very angry, very suddenly.
Cool, cool. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Yep.
To wipe the floor with something.
Yes, to wipe the floor with something.
So this is kind of an angry term, isn't it?
I don't think it's angry. I'd say it's more of a competitive term. I use this a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
At least in Australia, we use it a lot for competition.
Yeah. Okay, so how would you use it?
Well, if I was going to compete against someone in some kind of sport, say we're playing soccer, and I'm really good and my opponent is really bad, I'd be like, hey man, I'm going to totally wipe the floor with you. He's so bad that I'm just going to win by so much, it's going to be just so easy for me to beat that person. So yeah, I guess wiping the floor with someone is like, they're not worth your time. So it's just as if they're as useless as the rag you use to wipe the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe that's where the expression comes from. I really have no idea.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So yeah, this is most commonly used in competitive situations where you just are basically talking smack, talking shit to your opponent.
Yeah. Talking smack would be what exactly?
Same thing as talking shit, just trying to get into the head of your opponent, make him be afraid of you or question whether or not he's good enough to beat you, make him angry.
So yeah, to wipe the floor. I guess it's an expression used all over the world, right? I know we use it in Australia and in the States, Trevor. Trevor? Yo, Trevor? Earth to Trevor? Can you hear me? Seems like Trevor is no longer there. Guess I might just have to do this podcast by myself then. So, maybe some internet problems. Next expression is to sit on the fence.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, what happened there?
Had a little technical difficulties. The internet got turned off.
Oh, no.
So had to get back on, but...
Should we just carry on, as they may say, on the expression?
Let's do it.
Sit on the fence. You were about to just sit on the fence and wait for me to explain this expression, weren't you?
Let's hear it.
Okay, to sit on the fence, this is when you are more of an observer of a situation as opposed to a person that participates in something. Yeah, and I think this is generally used when there is some kind of like disagreement between two people. If there is some kind of a dispute and you don't want to really make, you don't want to take sides of a particular argument, you just sit on the fence.
Okay. Yeah, this expression is often used just on the fence. Like if you're undecided about something, like I'm on the fence, I can't pick one side or the other.
Yeah. I think this expression actually translates into other languages. I know they use it in Portuguese, I think in Spanish as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're just very indecisive, you don't know what side to take, you don't really want to take action in the dispute or the argument, you're on the fence about it, you really don't care as well.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to our final expression for the week. That is House of Cards.
Oh, nice.
So a House of Cards is when you have some kind of building or figurative building, some kind of structure, and it is very weak. There's no substance to it. It's all a joke. So what they mean by House of Cards is the cards are like a playing cards where you stack them up really high, but it's one little small breeze and they fall down.
Yeah, it's like a very flimsy structure.
Yes, what do you mean by flimsy?
Flimsy is when something is not strong. It can collapse very easily and with not much pressure, you know? It's very flimsy.
Yeah, it's also generally not very hard. So if you have something that's kind of wobbly or...
flaccid, maybe?
Okay, so what's a good example of House of Cards?
Maybe the economy in certain countries is kind of like a house of cards. It's not built on a very strong structure. You know, maybe the country doesn't have much infrastructure, they don't have many resources or anything like that. The economy is a little bit flimsy. It's kind of like a house of cards.
Yeah, they're highly in debt, perhaps, and it's about to break down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we won't name any countries to offend people, but you guys
maybe
know
you can you guys know who you are. Nice. Maybe even a relationship could be like a house of cards. Could you use it in that sense, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. Like generally if a relationship is built on lies, you can say it's a house of cards just waiting to fall down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that does it for the expressions for this week. Let's move on to the quick tip, trick, and or funny joke section.
Aw, yeah.
All right, Chad, so you told me you had a great tip that we forgot to add as the tease again?
Yes. So there was no tease, but let's just go straight into this awesome tip. And anyone out there who likes to learn English and also likes video games would be very happy to know that now you can access Google Games. This is a free platform for online games. All of it is in English, so it's like you're having fun while learning English at the same time.
What? You're telling me Google's got games now?
Yeah, you can see this at www.googlegames.in. That's kind of difficult to say, isn't it? WWW. That's like a tongue twister.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe not. But you can find... No, just me then. So you can find all your favorite games. Just today I was playing a Ninja Turtle game in English.
What?
Yeah, it was awesome. There's Ninja Turtles. I'm just looking at the screen right now. They've got Ninja Turtles. They've got Crash Bandicoot. They've got Tom and Jerry, Mario Brothers.
Damn, they got everything.
Yeah, they've even got some simplified versions of Counter-Strike.
Wow.
Yeah, so just go in there, find your favorite game. All of the instructions are in English. All of the people speaking in the game is in English as well. So, again, it's just a great way to experience real-life English where you can play the game and it's all going to be helping your English in some way.
Sweet. So it looks like Google just keeps on getting better and better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, let's move on to the joke for today. What is brown and rhymes with Snoop?
Brown and rhymes with Snoop? Yeah. I would have to say poop.
No, man. It's Dr. Dre.
Oh, you mean like Snoop Dogg Snoop?
Yeah, of course, man. Like, he rhymes with Dr. Dre. They nice rap together, man. What are you thinking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dr. Dre is a famous rapper. He also is a famous producer of rappers. So a lot of rappers rap with Dr. Dre, or you could say they rhyme with Dr. Dre. And so a little play on words there to set you up.
Yeah, obviously the joke was, I thought he was referring to a word that rhymes with the word Snoop, but he meant the two rappers that rhyme together.
Okay, well, that about does it for the podcast for today. We're going to play you out with a song by Radiohead called House of Cards.
Yeah, awesome song, this one. Big Radiohead fan. And the film clip for this song, if you actually see the original film clip on YouTube, it's really trippy.
Yeah, definitely trippy. So what do you mean by that?
Trippy is a word that we use when something is a little bit psychedelic, maybe. It makes you kind of trip out.
Yeah, you're not really sure if it's reality or not.
Exactly, yeah. It's like, whoa, man, this is so trippy.
Yeah, it looks definitely looks strange and not like something of this world.
Exactly.
Cool, so I hope you guys enjoy. Don't be shy, we've got a mailing list. Go to reallifebh.com/podcast. Sign up and receive instant access to 10 free exclusive podcasts with transcripts. That's right, with transcripts. And stay up to date with everything that goes on in the real life English community. Keep it real.
Aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah.
Yo, man, fucking computer died. My bad. I didn't push stop or anything, right? You good?
Yeah, that's a good idea not to do that.
Yeah, I didn't do that, so I passed the test.